Hello, service.
Hi, Mickey. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay. I'll try to make it as fast as possible, but I've got to make sure that I notate everything accurately, okay?
Okay.
So I need first the best email address for you. This is where we send your receipt and any correspondence from us.
Okay. Mike Lydon, L-I-D-O-N.
Uh-huh.
69@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect.
The credit card number is 4427 5540169282, expiration 0329, and the number you're not supposed to have, 508.
You're so silly. What's the name on the card?
Bond, James Bond. No, it's Michael C. Lydon.
Michael C. as in cat?
Yep, C as in cat, yeah, Lydon, L-Y-D-O-N.
Okay.
And the zip code 60634.
All right. Okay, the number that I see currently right now listed for the business is this number, 773-908-5645, correct?
Yep, 24/7.
Okay. All right, just getting it all set up over here. Okay, right now the way it reads, and I just want to confirm that with you because we want to make sure everything is accurate. Mickey's, and that's M-I-C-K-E-Y apostrophe S is how it's listed. Citywide, excuse me. Hold on here.
Well, I'll take a picture of one of my cards and I'll send it to you.
Can you do that? Let me do this. Hold
yes.
on 1 second. I'm going to actually send you a text message right now. So this text message that I'm sending you, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So
okay.
I'm going to ask you to please save the 877 number in your contacts. Whenever you have an update, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you want to make sure that you contact our customer service department, okay? Because
okay.
they're going to make the changes. Now,
okay.
let me see. Right, let me see. Because I don't want to get this one confused with your, because I know you have the plumbing service that you do after.
Yeah, Mickey Citywide,
right?
Mickey Citywide Plumbing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the address, so this address won't show anywhere. But do you know, not the plumbing one, what city did they use, Mickey, for the tree service one? Do you remember?
Chicago.
What address? Okay. Was it your home
address
that they used?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that the 5903 West Dakin Street?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. Okay. Now, I noticed that Mikey on there is without the E. Is that how it should be? Or with it? Well, you're going to send me the card, right?
Send me
a picture of your business card. Okay, perfect. Yeah. That'll work better. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly walk you through this voice verification recording. That's for your protection because it's just outlining.
I'm not even worried about it.
I know, hon, but I still got to do it. It's still the process. Okay? Like I said, I'm going to try to get you through it as quickly as possible. But basically, what it's going to do is just get you through our service agreement. If there's something you don't understand, I just want you to stop and say, Nadine, what does it mean? So that way we can go back and review it. Okay? So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mickey Citywide Tree Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael C. Lydon, owner. CEO.
Are you authorized? Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I suppose.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. If we have an update or we need something from you, I need you to respond within at least 24 business hours. Okay?
Sure.
I want you to be aware. Now, I'm going to put a security question on your account with us, because if someone calls you claiming that they're local splash and you're not sure, I want you to always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it's not us calling. Okay? So
okay.
The security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name?
Uh-huh. And what was your first pet's name?
Never had one of those.
No?
No.
Never had
no.
a dog?
Nope.
Not even a hamster?
Nope.
All right. Well, what was the city that you were born in or your mom's maiden name?
Just go with Lakeshore Drive, Chicago.
Lakeshore Drive?
Yep. Chicago.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, which is May 8th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $1,500. This
thank
is a six-month prepaid.
There you go. They go from the 15th till the...
So what it's going to go to...
Whatever 6 months comes out to?
Yeah, when the 6 months, and in fact, I'll tell you when it's going to... I'll give you the date of when... It'll cut off because I'm also, well, I'm going
to
put in the notes.
No.
I'm saying because I know that after the 6 months, you're going to want it to be paused, right? On the seasonal hold, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I might call you back and do the plumbing thing. You know?
Oh, really?
It depends on how bad this economy gets. You know what I mean? They're bound to fuck it up more than it already is.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me that. We need to stay in prayer on that one.
They
you know what I mean?
They just have to fuck it up. They have to.
Yeah, I hear you. So technically, November 8th, okay, is actually going to pause, because November 8th would be your renewal. So I'm notating it for them to pause it on October 7th. I mean, November 7th. It's going to be paused. Okay, so that way it doesn't renew. But either way, you would just call me.
Oh,
now,
you know it.
Yeah, because we're doing the 6 month because you're seasonal, okay?
Yes.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be updating the package and processing the payment, and you're going to get the receipt sent to you shortly. The next order of service, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Now, I'm going to tell you why. We have to schedule a client interview because my technician has got to talk to you about your website, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting. Now, that appointment, I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to take about 30 or 40 minutes, okay? So I want to schedule it tomorrow at a time that's convenient for you because I'm still going to block out an hour just in case if you had more questions. So how does your schedule look?
In the morning, fine.
I actually have a 9 to 10 tomorrow. Will that work for you?
Perfect.
Beautiful. Okay, now, just a few notes for my technician so that they know where to start from. Are you at a job site right now?
Yes.
Okay, do you want me to call you back later on before I leave for the end of the day so we can finish your notes? Because I don't want to keep you from work either. Okay, what if I gave you a call, say, about 5 or 5:30 your time? What works?
That's perfect. Break my heart. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to call you at 5, and then we'll finish up your notes. It'll probably only take about 5 minutes, and it'll be done. Okay?
Thank you, love. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you at 5.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.